It's the new Hot 101.5, all the hits, fewer commercials with the Miguel Show, and we have Shawn Mendes in studio with us.
Thank you.
As we are broadcasting from Universal Studios for Mardi Gras.
Yes.
And we are sitting here before you're going on stage tonight.
Yeah.
Do you still get nervous at all before you go on stage?
Yeah, totally.
Do you?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, what do you do before to sort of calm yourself down?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's just, like, relaxing. Like, actually, you know what's actually good is just keeping yourself occupied up until, like, 30 minutes when you should sit down and just, like, not speak because you're, like, lose your voice. but, like, I feel like the worst is when, like, I hate it when I'm in, like, the middle of nowhere. In like rural America and like I'm in my green room all day and there's just nothing to do, like all I can do is like go on Snapchat and stuff, and like so I'm just in there waiting like 5 hours up until the show. That's the worst. So like in a place like this, I feel like there's things to do. Like also my friends are here too because we've been spending the last few days in Florida, which is nice, so I'm more occupied, so I'm not as stressed. I'm not as like nervous.
One thing that someone told me years ago when I used to do theater.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, when I used to do when I was
sure
a thespian.
You've never heard about theater.
I have never heard about this story before. We're just lucky he's not telling the story about when he was the president of his senior class.
Thank you. Oh, get it right, Holly.
Man. I'm sorry.
That's but crazy.
The theater.
But I still do this to this day, even before like a big broadcast. Is a theater teacher told me to put your hands on the ground and put your nervous energy into the stage, and it sort of helps. Helps soothe you and give you, it makes you have a better performance. And so to this day, before, I don't know if you've ever seen me do this, Holly.
I have not.
I always sort of in some spot, I bend down and I put my fingers to the ground and I transfer my nervous energy to the stage.
Okay, now that's a story that I've never heard, so I give you credit.
Interesting. I'm going to try that today.
Yeah, so it's really cool.
Imagine it's the worst show of my life. Okay.
Miguel, if Sean.
Forget everything.
He's going to come punch you in the face.
I'm never going to do it again. No, I actually believe in that stuff 100%.
Like, yeah.
Definitely.
So do you have any sort of like superstitions or things before shows or just in general?
In general, totally. Like I believe in pretty much anything you tell me. I feel like not because like I'm just gullible, just because like life is way more fun if you do.
Isn't it?
Yeah. You know, like is there a lot of black cats in Orlando, or is that just?
In Florida in general. I'm from Ohio originally, and I didn't see the amount of black cats that I've seen since I moved here.
No, I've never in Canada. Like you see a black cat like once every like 6 years.
Yeah, like never.
I've seen like 4 since I've been here, and that's not cool.
This whole area, like Central Florida, like Orlando and Tampa, we heard that it's like, what did they call it, Holly? It's like the Bermuda Triangle.
It is
almost
of cats.
No,
of,
I wish.
Of what?
No, of just like you know the regular Bermuda Triangle where it's like ships disappear and it's crazy. This I-4, what they call corridor, the Tampa Orlando area, it's supposed to be very haunted.
Yeah.
Or in like creepy. Hey, welcome, by the way.
Thank you for joining.
Great way to welcome me.
You'll never leave.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Miguel. You're going to ruin this 100%.
Okay, well, let's talk about something that we all enjoy. As soon as you walked into the studio, Sean, we have Shawn Mendes on with us right now. You said that you have the same Harry Potter shirt I have, and it's a Harry Potter or Hogwarts alumni.
That's the one.
And we all know because when you were in Tampa last time, we chatted with you about which house you would be sorted into, and which one was it?
It was Gryffindor.
Gryffindor, yes. Now, I saw, because I was talking to you a little bit, that you actually have all of the wands from all of the major characters in your room.
Yeah.
Which one is your favorite?
You know, I was like, I'm just like thoroughly disappointed in Harry's wand.
Really?
Yeah, like I just
why?
Wish it, I just wanted it to be cooler.
But I think that's the point. It's not as cool. He's humble beginnings.
You're right. But I like maybe even like it was like it just seemed like it could be even more like earthy than it was. You know what I mean? Like,
agreed.
It didn't seem,
agreed. I'll take that.
But it's fine. You know, it's. I mean, actually, I think my favorite wand was Genie's wand.
Oh,
yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. It was like it's just like really nice. Like it's like this like really like. Kind of perfect wand, and then it has this cool like wooden thing going around it, like a snake kind of thing. And
okay,
nice.
Yeah. So I was super into that.
Go ahead.
I'm just so excited about this whole Harry Potter talk. Have you been to the different Harry Potter worlds here in Universal yet?
The different ones.
There's
two.
There's the
get ready,
Shawn Mendes. No. There is the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, and now there's the Diagon Alley.
Oh, I went to Diagon Alley.
Okay.
Maybe I've been both.
There's two different parks. So what did you feel in your soul when you walked into there? Because
crazy.
I feel like as a big Harry Potter fan, you sort of have a moment.
Yeah, it's a stupid feeling. It's like the best.
Yeah.
You walk in and you're like, there's no way I just wish there wasn't so many people there, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Wait, they didn't clear it for you?
No.
That's they need to clear all of Hogsmeade for Shawn Mendes.
I'm pretty sure that I don't think they would clear that for, like, Beyonce. Like, that's, Harry Potter is trumping anyone. Like, that's, like, Obama is walking through the people.
Get in the line,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah. No, but I felt that. I was like, if only, like, this would be really, really cool if, like, it was just, like, me and, like, four people and it was, like, dark.
Yeah.
And, like, I would really get into it. But it's hard because there's so many people, and like there's a lot of people who don't even know what Harry Potter is.
That's the worst.
Just in there, and you're just like, you don't even care.
You don't deserve to be here drinking out. A butterbeer.
Yeah, just get out.
Come on.
Just leave.
That's sort of Holly's first experience when she came here. She actually cried.
I cried.
Holly, the first time that she saw Hogsmeade
it's
Village.
It's a serious thing. It's crazy. It's weird. It's weird to you because your whole life, you know, it just, you know what actually it did to me the worst was it just made me wish it was real more.
Yeah.
That bothered me.
Yeah. I just felt like I was transported into the world. I'm like butterbeer in one hand, pumpkin juice in the other, and I just had a breakdown.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It happens.
Yeah, Harry Potter's the best. Definitely. Yeah. All-time best.
The last time we saw you in Tampa Bay, you were at the last stop for Taylor Swift's 1989 tour in Tampa, Halloween night.
Yeah.
What did you do to celebrate Halloween that night? Did you, like, go somewhere in Tampa? Or did
I have no idea what I did that night. actually, that was the last show.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So, yeah, we had a big barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Nice, okay.
Yeah, there was, like, a massive barbecue, and, yeah, that was really fun. Everyone came. Taylor came out to the barbecue. Like, yeah, that was a really, really awesome thing. Yeah,
that's cool.
We kind of just hung out all night and then, you know, flew back home the next day.
I saw an interview with you recently where I think it was on Nightline, and it was so humble and so sweet, and you were like, I still get nervous to talk to Taylor when I see her, even though
it's
I'm
weird.
On. Like, even by the end, like, did you and her ever have, like, did she ever give you any sort of insights on
totally.
Being a musician?
Like,
or
with her, it was like, I would be so nervous from, like, a distance, and then the second, like, she started talking, like, she, you know, like, you're just like, oh, she's so normal.
Right.
I think the biggest thing that I got from her that actually she didn't even tell me was just the, like, by watching her was just like the work and effort she put into her shows, and like it was just, you know, blew me away because for her, like, she can get on stage and, you know, sing a cappella for 2 hours straight and people will come to the show. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's just like the effort she was putting, like, I mean, every single day at a stadium show there was a new artist and she had to learn a new song and learn the new choreo.
Yeah.
And, wow. You know, create something special every single day. And that to me was like, it's stressful enough, you know, getting on stage with a guitar and playing for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And that's enough as it is. But every day she was doing something new and different. And it was very professional and just like kind of said, it was like, hey, you can be Taylor Swift, but you still have to work hard. Like,
yes.
It's not an excuse, you know?
That's because how you get to be there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. No, I've noticed that. It's like all of the like you... She didn't just become Taylor Swift by, like, being Taylor Swift.
Right.
Exactly. Like, she works hard. Like, you don't go a year without hearing her name once. You know, like, there's no way. If that happens, that will blow me away.
Wow. No, people don't see the hard work that goes into it beforehand. Yeah. They're just like, oh, Taylor Swift blew up. And, they don't see the behind-the-scenes work that you got to see on the daily.
Yeah. No, every single day. And it's crazy because as someone who used to see it from the outside perspective, kind of being the inside, and like it's to us, it's happening every single day. Like we are going to a new place, we're gaining new fans, we're promoting like what we do for a living. But to everyone else, it's like, oh, Sean was in Tampa last week, but I, you know, that was the first. He was only once a year.
Yeah.
You know? Like, but to us, it's a different place every day. So like, it's kind of crazy when you hear like, oh, Sean sold out an arena. Like, when did that happen? It's like, well, that happened from him going to every single state twice in one year and saying hi and performing and. That's kind of how it happens, but it's weird how you don't see it when you're not.
You as Shawn Mendes, you see it.
Yeah.
And just the casual observer is like, well, Shawn Mendes came out of nowhere, huh?
Yeah, like, whoa, where did he come from? The ground? Like, it's like, that's not how it is, yeah.
It's really cool to sort of watch, to see from your career how just the fans react from like when you were here in Tampa on Halloween to even just a few months since then. I mean, your Tampa fans, they love you.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot. As soon as we mention Shawn Mendes is coming to Orlando, I mean, they are basically banging down our doors. So you have people that love you.
I know. It's crazy. It really is. Like, from the beginning, from, like, my first few fans to, like, to now, it still is something that I can't wrap my head around. Like, being an artist with fans and, like, people who are there to support you and like come out to every show, and that I can't fathom it. Like, yeah. And I don't know if I'll ever be able to.
And I think it's kind of a good thing if you don't, yeah. You know, because then it sort of becomes not as special.
Yeah. Well, you can't take it for granted because like you just can't, because it's something so, you know, not on this. It's like magic. It's like, yeah. It's something that is like unheard of in any other world.
So that's so perfect. So before we let you go.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have now taken up.
I know, sorry. We can just keep chatting all day.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Your new album, when does it drop?
We don't have a date yet exactly, but I'm hoping for like end of the summer.
Okay, so yeah. Going into the new school year, yeah. So I have something to sort of set the tone.
Yeah.
Is there going to be sort of like a theme to it, or are you still trying to decide that now?
It's mostly done, honestly. It's taking every song and putting it in the perfect pocket and like figuring it out, because I think like with my last album, I only had like a few months. With this one, I have so much more time to kind of create it and make it, and shall I say, like it's so exciting to me.
I have to ask, and it just popped into my head. I love John Mayer.
Okay. Yeah.
He's been my favorite artist forever, like since high school. Like, yeah. I've had this relationship with him for so long. Yeah. Tell me to wrap up real quick. I saw on your Twitter that you asked him to do a song with you. Did it happen, or is it in works? Or can you tell us?
I can say that I actually met him. I got to hang out with him. I got to jam out with him, and, you know, we'll see.
Okay.
Miguel's going to cry, I think.
I'm good. That's great. That's awesome. But we can't wait for that. Well, Shawn Mendes, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We appreciate it. And good luck. And remember to put your fingers.
Yeah, I won't forget lyrics.
Fingers down. No,